Like to call to order the meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Would you please join us as the Wildcat Company Naval Junior ROTC presents the colors, and then we will have the pledge to the flag. If you'd please stand. You may be seated. Thank you all for not running out the door and coming back in. Just like to take a moment as we've watched you all do this meeting after meeting. I've had, as have other board members, attended other board meetings. I know of no other school board meeting that has the opportunity, if they have a ROTC program in their school, and many do, that have the opportunity or take the opportunity to have their program present the colors at the start of the meeting. And I think that's just a great thing that we do. And just wanted to thank you all. I know you all aren't here every time, but you can kind of pass the word on if you would. We appreciate you all being here. Makes our meeting very special, and we're honored to have you here, and we're honored. That's what makes this group as good as you are. You take the time to do things like this, and that's very special for us, and we thank you for doing that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Next, we always also look forward. I don't know many school boards that have a program to start their meeting like we do. So again, that makes us special, and we thank our schools for doing this. Mr. Corrigan from Robertsville Middle School, if you'll come up and tell us about our program for this evening.
Yes, sir, absolutely. It is a pleasure to be here tonight. I'd like to introduce Mr. Randy Doss. He is our RAM Aviation and Engineer Program Director and Teacher here at Robertsville Middle School. We have several students here tonight as well. We have Kyle Blake, Daniel Perez Rodriguez, Spencer Hatmaker, all here to share some of the work that they're doing in Mr. Doss's class. Mr. Doss is very passionate and has done an incredible job incorporating some innovative technologies in his classroom with his students. The program he's going to talk to you about today, I'd like to just mention, is just an example of the extraordinary opportunities that our kids have at Oak Ridge Schools. Not every school system, as you say, what makes us special. The electives that we have in simply a middle school is phenomenal, and you'll see some of that work that's taking place in Mr. Doss's class. It's hard-pressed to find, I think, a middle school that has some of these offerings, and Oak Ridge Schools really makes that special. We've had several trips to Denver over the past several years, and that's kind of where some of this, I believe, came from. We have a lot of the work at the high school in the aviation program, and our goal in our district is to make sure our middle schools all the way down to elementary are proceeding forward to feed that high school in a way that helps students be successful. I've got to give a shout out to ORPSEF, the Oak Ridge Public Schools Education Foundation, because the work that they do has really helped make some of this work in our school possible. Mr. Doss put a lot of time into putting a grant together last year, and that grant is starting to come to life now in his classroom, and we can see what it's doing with our kids. And then finally, a huge shout out to our CTE director, Dr. Holly Cross, and also our maintenance and operations director, Mr. Alan Thacker. We've had, in my short time as a principal so far, countless meetings over the past year to really plan and make sure that a classroom is built to support a program like this. It takes a lot of time, a lot of planning, and a lot of work to make sure that that happens, and I can't thank them enough. So I'm very excited about what they're here to talk to you about today, and I'll turn it over to them.
I want to start by thanking Mr. Corrigan and also Dr. Holly Cross for the ongoing support of the innovation that we're doing at Robertsville. We simply could not do it without their support, and also the board and Oak Ridge Schools Administration. Thank you. The RAM Aviators and Engineers are new programs at RMS that are focused on what I'm calling 21st century manufacturing, which is using computers to operate a machine to manufacture for you, robotically, if you will. Our RAM engineers will be starting a new project soon where we 3D model by freeform sculpting to design aerodynamic CO2-powered cars. And in this little video clip, you can see this freeform sculpting. And what you do is you take a box in Fusion 360 and you can pick out vertices and different points on the box, and you can manipulate it, and you can form it into different features or structures, kind of like this aerodynamic CO2 car. And this is one that I have prototyped that I'm working on, and it's to give proof of concept, and students will learn to then render these cars in Fusion 360 and animate them like what you see here. We then program the machine to cut the part out. And here you see a simulation showing this part being cut out. So we can actually view it as a simulation first before we actually go and put it on the machine. And this is the one that I prototyped here. And then from there, recently cut it out of foam. And you can see it being cut right there. And so each side is milled and axle holes are drilled, and soon we'll have this technology that you see right here, fourth axis rotary technology, where it rotates the car for you, and really it's milled, it's cut precisely, and almost never touched by human hands. And we then will add final touches and race the cars in competitions like what you just saw on the film.
We are RAM aviators from the RMS aviation class, and these are balsa gliders we made and were first place in the competition.
We recently designed our airplane bodies in Fusion 360 by importing a sketch and by importing an image and creating a sketch off of it.
And then we set up the computer-aided manufacturing toolpaths, and we then simulate it virtually, as you can see on the screen, to make sure it's correct before we cut the plane out. Next, you see me. This is actually a student that was supposed to be here tonight, but you see her cutting out the airplane that is about to be built on the CNC router. And we cut it out of foam currently, like what you see here. It's 20 by 30 inch foam. And we cut that and then fold it and build it into an airplane eventually.
Next, we build the plane and add electrical components to control the airplane. And then we apply our knowledge of the science of flight and instrumentation to fly.
These are some of the planes that we built last year using these methods. Those are a few more.
Hopefully, in the near future, we will begin building more sophisticated planes and drones like these through similar processes.
And on this video that you see right here, it's kind of a play on a movie. I don't know if you recognize it or not, but I'll let you read it for a second.
I was there to witness as the video recorder of the first successful flight. It was awesome, and you can hear my excitement on the recording.
It was a really, really exciting moment because we had crashed a lot of planes. And so to finally get one to fly like that, and he was our hero for a while. But I just wanted to say, closing, is that finally the significance of these two projects, and I'm going out on a limb here, is that RMS is possibly the only middle school in the state and maybe nationally that is doing computer-aided manufacturing to build RC airplanes and soon to be CO2 cars. This is the future as we get away from traditional shop class skills of manual saws and drills, which there is a place for, and we reduce time to talent and create categories so that in middle schoolers' minds, when they hear the word manufacture, they do not think of cutting and building by hand, but they think, I can manufacture. I can use a computer to operate machinery and do work for me with precision. Go Rams. Thank you very much.
We have one more aspect of this program. The three aviators that spoke need to come back to the microphone and introduce yourselves so we know who you are.
Hello, my name is Daniel Perez Rodriguez. I'm 14, and yeah.
My name is Kyle Blake. I'm 13 years old, and I just love the aviation program. It's fun to build planes and stuff.
Hello, I am Spencer Hatmaker, and I am 12. I just recently left the aviation program.
Well, I'm certainly amazed. The days of sandpaper and hammers has departed us, it looks like. Randy, thank you, and we appreciate what you're doing with these young men and women. Molly reminded me, for those millions who are watching us now on YouTube and wondered where we are on Channel 15, Comcast Channel 15 is no longer where you would find us. So if you want to leave YouTube and go to Comcast Channel 1082, you'll find the meeting there as well. So, moving on is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote. The agenda was approved unanimously. Move next to our special reports and presentations, which is our good news this evening. Dr. Hartman, we'll start with you.
Thank you. I have more good news from Robertsville Middle School. Congratulations to Amy Randolph, special education teacher. She earned an $828 grant from the Clinton Civitan Club to enhance her classroom. She plans to purchase an assortment of kitchen and cooking essentials. Integrating cooking into instruction imparts important life skills in the students, fostering self-sufficiency and greater independence. Thank you for everything you do, Mrs. Randolph, and for the indescribable difference you make in the lives of your students every day. We are so lucky to have you in Oak Ridge Schools.
Ms. Webb.
Good news from Willowbrook. Kristen Yarnell with Friends of Literacy delivered 400 Literacy to Go packets for all students at Willowbrook. Willowbrook also hosted their annual fall book fair. We received a generous donation from an anonymous donor to ensure that every third and fourth grader received a book. Michelle Chanot, first grade teacher, certified in snap-on precision measurement tape and rule. She will use this certification to certify fourth graders in a pilot program for our robotics students this winter. Thanks to Dr. Cross for her assistance to make this happen. And a huge shout out to Oak Ridge Schools for the Willowbrook Elementary School track. The track is being constructed as we speak and can't wait to have this for our students, staff, and Willowbrook community. The Oak Ridge Lions Club also completed a vision screening for the kindergarten classes at Willowbrook. Good news across town.
Thank you. Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Glenwood, and it's all about our community, both our school community and our Oak Ridge community, supporting our schools. Prior to a successful fall break intercession, they gave out over 800 books to the Glenwood Cubs. They're grateful for the Friends of Literacy who provided bags of books for our Cubs to read over break, and to our Glenwood PTO who made sure that every student at Glenwood received a book from the Scholastic Book Fair. Glenwood also had a record-breaking turnout for their STEM night with over 500 people in attendance. Thank you to Jeannie Phillips' leadership, hard work, and creativity of the Glenwood teachers and all of these community organizations for creating hands-on experiences that will help continue to soar into 2024. Those organizations included the Oak Ridge High School TSA for trebuchets and a t-shirt cannon. That's fun. The Oak Ridge High School Wildbots, the East Tennessee STEM Hub, the High School Computer Science, Jefferson Lego Robots and Sumo Bots, the Vols Teach for the 3D Printing, Tennessee Tech and Dr. Suters for the 3D pens and bubble ones, Katrina Vasquez for the Atomic Hope Book, Girl Scout Troop for revitalizing our Pollinator Garden Silver Award Project, AMC, Oak Ridge Children's Museum, the Oak Ridge High School Drone and Cyber Patriots, the American Eagle Foundation, and Raptor Olympics. Wow. The Glenwood team exhibits included Banana Patio, 2-liter bottle rockets, airplane challenges, Bebot Discovery Center, and the Scholastic Book Fair. And that's exciting news from Glenwood.
Thank you. Ms. Eagle.
From Jefferson Middle School, the Jefferson Lady Eagles volleyball team won the city championship, regular season district championship, and the district tournament championship, and finished the season with an overall record of 17-1. The boys cross-country team won the city championship for the 8th consecutive year and clinched the sectional meet. This has qualified the team to run in the state cross-country meet. The girls cross-country team won the city championship for the 6th consecutive year and finished 4th in the sectional meet, with one 6th grader qualifying to run in the state cross-country meet. That is good news.
Thank you, and that's just some of the good things that are taking place in the Oak Ridge schools. Next, we move on to the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. Please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move. Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Please cast your vote. Consent agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we move to items for action. The first one is the Glenwood Elementary School Cubotics Program Club. Dr. Borden.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Glenwood Cubotics Program Club.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, as it says there, the club purpose will be LEGO League introduces science, technology, engineering, and math to students. Participants gain real-world problem-solving experiences through a guided global robotics program, helping students and teachers build a better future. And as you can see there, they hope to compete in the first LEGO League in the 24-25 school year.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. This next item certainly caught our attention. The Oak Ridge High School, the Whisker Society Club. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the ORHS, the Whisker Society Club.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
And for clarity, I'll read the purpose of the club. It's to help animals live healthier and happier lives by promoting volunteer opportunities to assist with the animals at local shelters, collecting donations for local animal shelters, and advocating for animal rights. The club will provide animal lovers with a common meeting ground to make new friends, educate each other about animals, and set community service goals.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C, FY24 Preschool Policy Committee Bylaws. Dr. Borkus.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 Preschool Policy Committee Bylaws.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borkus.
Each year, the bylaws are reviewed and updated by the Head Start Policy Committee. This update requires approval by the Policy Committee as well as the Board of Education.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item D, FY24 Resilient School Committee's Grant. Before we go to this, Ms. McClain and I, she was telling me some interesting information that she has compiled regarding grants. And, you know, we talk about grants and how fortunate we are to have these as they impact the things that we can do across the district, but we've really never I think taking the opportunity to look at the financial impact this has to the schools. So I'll turn it over to you.
So last month, it seemed like we had a lot of grants that we were approving, and this month there's just a couple. But I say just a couple. When I went back and I added up all the grants just from last month's meeting and this month's meeting, it's $913,000. Which is dealing with literacy, dealing with math, dealing with hiring psychologists, dealing with homelessness. I mean, it's just across the board fabulous things. And I'm so grateful to all of our grant writers and our people that are looking and digging around for these grants, because over $900,000 in just 2 months, that's fabulous.
And it does make a difference. So, with that being said, we're going to deal with the FY, as I said, FY24 Resilient School Communities Grant. Dr. Borcher.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY24 Resilient School Communities Grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borkus.
And we recommend that the board approve this grant provided by the Tennessee Department of Education totaling $260,192.30. These funds provide school-based social work and behavior interventions contracted services, as well as professional development for school-based psychologists, counselors, social workers, classroom teachers, and administrators on resilience and trauma-informed topics.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item E, FY24 State Special Education Preschool Grant. Dr. Borkus.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 State Special Education Preschool Grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? I'm not sure who that was. Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borkus.
So this item and the next two items are all kind of connected here, and I'm going to read from Mr. Stoltz's memo. We're very excited about this new funding source for our special education department and preschool for our 3 to 5 year old students with disabilities. This new funding source is called the State Special Education Preschool Grant. The grant total for this year is $97,883.45. And we've been informed that the funds will be recurring for the next several school years. The Oak Ridge School Special Education Leadership Team, along with the preschool leadership team, met and determined that using these funds for additional personnel would be the best way to positively impact our current students, as well as allowing us to provide more hands-on services to even more preschool students with disabilities within Oak Ridge. The budget overview is attached, and as I mentioned, the action items for the new positions are right after this item.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Somewhat out of curiosity, and not a definitive answer by any means, but as we're talking about grants and as we deal with these grants, as you mentioned, Dr. Borchers, in this one, that it is a reoccurring grant. 50-75% of the grants we get reoccurring, or are we, is that too high of a number?
It's probably too high, I would guess. I'll look to Dr. Williams, yeah. Mr. Lay.
Somewhere around 50%. But there's surprises every year.
I'm sure. So that even adds a little bit more to what you were talking about, the fact that these, we just don't apply for them one time, and then here we go for as long as we can continue doing it. In many cases, we've got to reapply or look for different grants to fill that hole if it's not. Okay, the next item that does deal with the one that we just dealt with is the addition of a 1.0 FTE special education teacher at the Oak Ridge Preschool. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the addition of a 1.0 special education teacher at Oak Ridge Preschool.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Agle.
And again, tied to our previous item, but just to highlight, you know, this position will allow the Oak Ridge Preschool to provide a higher level of service to address IEP needs with our students with disabilities.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item G, addition of a 1.0 FTE special education teacher's assistant at the Oak Ridge Preschool. Dr. Borden.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the addition of a 1.0 FTE special education teacher's assistant at Oak Ridge Preschool.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
Same reasoning. This will also help us, you know, serve those students with IEPs and with disabilities.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item H, FY23 Internal School Funds Audit. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY23 Internal School Funds Audit.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
The results of the audit examination for the individual student activity funds for each school had no written findings and continue to reflect an overall commitment by staff to the fiscal management and observance of Board of Education policies and procedures.
Comments or questions? Those are the words that a board likes to hear.
That's correct.
And I know you do as well. And again, thank your staff for the outstanding work that they do to enable us to hear those words.
Yeah. And I'll give credit to the bookkeepers on this one, too, because this is for the individual schools, and it's the bookkeepers that really are keeping us on track of this.
Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, FY24 budget transfer number one, and budget amendment number one. This is a first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY24 budget transfer number one and budget amendment number one.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Hagel. Dr. Borchers.
As the memo from Ms. Van Dyke states, there's two major areas here. Addition of about $350,000 to the general fund to establish innovative schools, model grant carryover budget, and then an addition of about $2.3 million to the federal programs fund budget to establish ESSER III grant carryover budget and the needed funds for IDEA-B grant budget.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the purchase of a new fleet box truck. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of a new fleet box truck in the amount of $86,250.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
We're recommending that the board approve the purchase of a new box truck with Freeland Automotive, LLC, out of Antioch, Tennessee, in the amount of $86,250. This purchase will serve as a scheduled replacement for a fleet vehicle that has reached or exceeded its service life.
Comments or questions? Alan, I can't let you off the hook. TV time. Mm-hmm. When we replace vehicles or equipment, just for information purposes, anyone watching may want to know, or the board may help the board, what do we do with that equipment or those vehicles?
Most equipment that is still in working order we place on gov deals for an auction according to government regulations. And then once it's sold, we take it off our rolls.
And that's true with vehicles?
Yes.
As well. While Alan's here, any questions of him?
Shall I pull up a chair since I'm...
he's got a few more.
Yeah, you might just hang around. motion on the floor is the purchase of a new fleet box truck. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the purchase of cafeteria tables. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of 59 cafeteria tables in the amount of $87,320.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
This purchase would be for 59 cafeteria tables from Quality Specialty Products Incorporated in the amount of $87,320. This purchase will replace tables at Woodland, Jefferson, and Robertsville. Tables in this purchase are for providing additional seating capacity, and some are for the replacement of tables that have reached or exceeded their service life.
Ms. McLean.
So I remember when we visited a school, I don't remember which school it was, but there was some lamenting about the size of tables that was purchased. And I just wanted to make sure when we buy these tables, you talk to the different principals at the schools to determine the best size and arrangement.
Yes, we try to coordinate with all the principals on these purchases and try to get something that's kind of a district standard for elementary, middle, and high school.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Motion on the floor is the purchase of cafeteria tables. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the purchase of Toro. Am I reading that? Wait, this, hang on a second. That's what I thought it said. Mm-hmm. Of a Toro Outcross groundskeeping tractor. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of a Toro Outcross 9060 groundskeeping tractor in the amount of $66,880.72.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borges.
Well, since Mr. Thacker's up, would you come and explain this piece of equipment, Mr. Thacker?
And I've looked at, when I looked at that previously in the agenda, I did the same thing. I went back and I said, am I looking at Outcross right?
Outcross is the name of the type of tractor, yeah. It is. This is specifically designed for groundskeeping, especially for turf fields such as our soccer field and practice football field. It can also be used on the blankenship field for some of the duties that we actually have on those fields. It's designed so that it does not tear up the turf as we're doing work on that site, and it will replace a piece of equipment that is nearly at the end of its life, but it is no longer supported by the manufacturer. It was a recalled piece of equipment, so I can't get parts for it. So once it goes, it's gone, and we got a great opportunity to get this. This is normally a $100,000 piece of equipment, and we was able to get it as a reconditioned unit from the manufacturer, and we've had great luck out of doing that before. The last one we got is still in service, and we've had it for over 10 years, and so can't hardly beat that type of service.
Questions? Ms. Eagle.
Well, since our reconditioned scoreboard didn't work out so good, is there a warranty with it?
They are going to provide a one-year warranty with their reconditioning of this, and the engine warranty is still in place because this is the unit is only 2 years old and only has 200 hours on it. So for a diesel engine of this size, it lasts a pretty good long while.
And it can remove snow. So would you move it to like parking lots, or would you just keep it at the field?
Oh, we can able use it to remove snow, mm-hmm. So we can do with parking lots as well.
Okay.
So it's multi-purpose. Landscaping at all sites. It also comes with a front-end loader as well as a dump bed. The unique thing about it is the wheels turn in such a way that it's called crab crawling. So they'll turn in such a way that it will not cut the turf when they're making turns on the turf.
Could I borrow that?
We're excited about it. We had one come and they demoed one for us, and it crawled up a hill like it was nothing. So it was very unique in its operations.
Other questions? Thank you, Alan. Motion on the floor is the purchase of the Toro Outcross groundskeeping tractor. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is Phase 3, Glenwood Elementary School sidewalk replacement. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Phase 3 Glenwood sidewalk replacement in the amount of $33,606.13.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Thacker, you want to come up and explain this issue as well?
As you may recall, last year we approved phase one of the work at Glenwood in replacing some of their sidewalks and putting in ADA sidewalks. In the process of the work over the summer, they came across underground bedrock and boulders. If you've driven by, there's two great big boulders out there on the corner. That's some of what they dug up and had to jackhammer out. So in the process, we had to go through the look at the need to be able to do phase three at the same time as phase one, just for access and construction purposes. So we kind of skipped over phase two, which was not necessary to do at this juncture. Otherwise, the cost would have been much greater. So we consulted with Ms. Van Dyke in the business office, and we went ahead with the work as it was already under production, but then we needed to bring it back to the board for approval because it was over the $25,000 mark and adding to that project.
Questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, Robertsville Middle School CTE classroom remodel. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Robertsville Middle School CTE classroom remodel in the amount of $148,655.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Dr. Hartman.
And this is a timely matter tonight since we have Mr. Doss here presenting, and we're recommending the board accept the proposal from Skilled Services LLC of Knoxville in the amount of $148,655 for the remodel of the Career Exploration CTE classroom at Robertsville Middle School. The project includes demolition of existing services, replacing the classroom casework, reconfiguring plumbing and electrical for the program, flooring, and final finish work. Funds from this project are allocated from the Innovative Schools Model Grant.
Comments or questions? Ms. McClain.
So I was just wondering about the logistics of how this will happen.
We're going to coordinate with Mr. Doss. Our plan is to move the class out the week before winter break. My department will come in and remove the casework. Underneath the casework, we have asbestos floor tile that will have to be abated. It's 120 square feet of non-friable material, so we'll actually have that done by a certified remediator. It'll be done after school hours and everything, get all our proper air clearances. Once that takes place over winter break, they're going to come in with a large crew and do their very best to complete all of that work in that room over that two-week break time so that we can get back into class afterwards. So we'll coordinate getting everything moved out ahead of time.
And this would be an appropriate place to mention, since I've harped on it for many, many years. If you don't want to have a traffic jam, but if you haven't driven on Rams Way, it's newly paved, lined, and street signs indicating what street you're on for the first time. Now that street has a name.
And a speed limit.
And a speed limit. And a speed limit.
Very important.
Yes. And no potholes. Thank you, Alan.
Sure.
So the motion on the floor is approval of the Robertsville Middle School CTE classroom remodel. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. From there, we move to items for information. First is the financial report. Are there any questions of Ms. Van Dyke or any comments? Moving next to the enrollment and attendance reports, and I know some are waiting on the announcement tonight on who will take home the trophies next.
Yes,
but
sir.
Before we get to that,
actually, Mrs. Neese was very kind to the administrators. She sent the report out early so they know.
Oh.
Yes, so that's okay. We'll get there in a minute.
All we
right.
We don't know.
Yes, okay. You don't know. Yes,
no,
okay.
We're excited.
Our pattern has continued. We are still have increased students by 164 students in comparison to the end of the 22-23 school year. So that has continued. Our attendance during the second grading period looks good. If you notice with all of the graphs, we're either below previous years or at the bottom of previous years. So we actually had another good attendance month. So I appreciate the work that our schools are doing out there. And it's clear they're doing some work to encourage students to be in school, which is going to benefit all parties. And then we come to the scores, basically, of the second reporting period. We'll start with the students. The runner-up for the best.
Start,
Yes, sir.
Dr. Hartman and Ms. McLean are going to be the trophy presenters.
That sounds great. Okay, we're going to begin with students. And once again, what we do is we compare the percentage of students that an individual has to attendance, and basically those that just has the lowest absenteeism. So Linden Elementary was the runner-up with a 3.7% absenteeism rate. But once again, Woodland Elementary is not going to give this up. They had a 3.5% absenteeism rate. So, Mr. Hobby, please come collect your trophy. Yes, sir, three in a row, okay. And, you know, and that's not easy to do because, I mean, these past few weeks we have had, we've had strep, we've had the stomach virus, we've had some COVID. We've had hand, foot, I may have that backwards. There's one other hand, foot, mouth, yes. That's been going on in our preschool. I mean, there's been a lot of illness out there, but we're doing a good job. But as far as attendance, and attendance was very impressive. Runner up, and once again, this is where we compare the percent of staff you have and your percent of district absences. Woodland Elementary was very impressive with a 5.9% to the positive. But the winner is Oak Ridge High School with a 6.0%.
I'll let her have it now.
Okay, and I was just informed that Oak Ridge High School had zero subs today. Okay. And I'd like to brag for one more moment, then I'll be quiet, all right? We had 448 staff members that once again had perfect attendance during this past attendance period. And that equates to 62% of our staff. And then sometimes it's easy to get tainted because we're always looking at these numbers and looking at the negative. But I want to recognize we had five schools that basically had over 70% of perfect attendance with staff in their building. Linden Elementary, 77.5%. You know, and these illnesses we just spoke of, staff have a tendency to get those as well. The alternative school had 70% of their staff with perfect attendance. Jefferson Middle School, 75% of their staff with perfect attendance. And Willowbrook, 77% of your staff had perfect attendance. But once again, Woodland Elementary chose to set the standard. And they had 82% of their staff with perfect attendance for the second grading period. So congratulations and thank you. I'm finished.
Well, not quite.
Okay.
I'd like for you to do one other thing, if you would. I know our schools across the district do a number of things to build camaraderie and cohesiveness among the staff. Dr. Hartman and Ms. McLean, myself and Coach Gaddis had the opportunity to judge a chili cook-off this past last week here for SAB. So all of our buildings work to build that camaraderie and cohesiveness among their staff, not just in our schools, but here as well. You want to talk just briefly about that? I think we have the winner in the room.
Yes, we had an outstanding department in Oak Ridge Schools that was deemed the champion of the chili cook-off, okay? Now, this individual, being a very modest person, gave all the credit to the department. What we want to elaborate on and make sure it's clear, this is a department of one, okay? So this is Mrs. Molly Smith, if you'll please stand. She is our communication specialist, and I asked her the question, will you also brag on yourself like you do for others? And I don't think she's going to brag quite as much about herself, but once again, outstanding chili. And I didn't eat any of that chili, but would you all like to describe the chili?
Well, I think it's simply to say that none of the judges suffered any adverse consequences after judging the chili.
Okay. And once again, I'll close in saying this. Also, that event is to build culture, and we have a great work environment, and we just want it to only get better. But the fact that we have we had three of our board members who were available to help judge chili. I know y'all are very busy people. We just once again appreciate your support and your willingness to do that. It's been suggested we have something that involves desserts and judging. We're working on that, sir. Okay. Thank you.
But you know, those who judge first have first choice to judge next.
Okay. Or we could
just passing that on.
Or we could have five judges. I mean, either way, it's going to work out. Yes.
Judges.
Okay.
Hell
so
yeah.
Yes. Yes. We won't eliminate anyone. Okay.
Okay. Moving on. Item for discussion. There's no old business or new business. A number of communications for our calendars. First, Ms. Lammerhurt will be sending out the board's self-evaluation on November the 1st. We need that back to her by November the 6th. If you have any questions when you receive it, Dr. Hartman, since this will be your first one, if you have any questions, give me or give Lynn a call if you have any questions about what you need to do. You will note, well, I'll save that for later. Tomorrow, beginning at 8:15, principal's data meeting will take place here. That's always a very interesting and learning time period. And the frivolity that goes with this is also quite apparent, and the competition that goes with this as always. So looking forward to that tomorrow as well. On November the 1st, the Naval Junior ROTC will be having its annual inspection at the Wildcat Arena beginning at 9:45. On November the 8th, the board will be visiting Oak Ridge High School starting at 7 a.m. The week of November 15th through the 19th, the board and administrative staff will be attending the Tennessee School Board Association Leadership Conference and Convention. On November the 28th will be our next board meeting, and on November 29th, the board will be holding one of its several board retreats that we have throughout the year. Dr. Borchers, can you think of anything
I think else? You summed it up well. We're excited for the PLC data retreat, though, tomorrow. That's going to be a good day.
All right. Any additional comments from the board? Scott and Dave, thank you all back there for keeping us in line with the millions. Lynn and Melissa, thank you for keeping us on track back here. We appreciate it. Thank each of you for taking your time to be here with us in person tonight. And we stand adjourned.